هيا على الفلاح،
Your reward in the eyes of Allah for Hajj will be directly linked to the hardship that you experience. Hardship in Islam is not an objective. The Sharia does not set hardship as an objective. We are talking about al-mashaqqa al-aridah, the hardship that comes to you without you seeking it. Then we say to such a person, your reward will be according to your hardship. Whenever, dear brother, dear sister, you feel that this is becoming a little bit too much, remember the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to our mother Aisha. He said to her, the reward you get, O Aisha, for Hajj will be directly proportionate to the hardship you experience and the money that you spend. Nowadays, you are shocked to hear some of the requests that Hajjis, pilgrims are making to tour operators to make their life supposedly easier. Tour operators are being asked, tell me about the bathrooms. Is it fully ceramic or otherwise? How many varieties of salad are you going to offer? What about the mattresses that you offer in the hotels? Is it Italian bedding or an American bedding? Can I have my private tent in Arafah? Can I have guards? This has been asked. Can I have guards, security to protect me when I go to throw the jamarat? Can I have my personal driver? What about the buffet? Is it an open buffet or is it just rice and meat? This is not a maqsad, a purpose of Hajj. I give you one story of one journey of a man who made an effort to go to Hajj 50 years ago. When he was 30, he is now 80 years old. He is the famous Sheikh Uthman Dabo from West Africa, from Gambia, who speaks of his effort to go for Hajj and then compare it against the comfort Allah Almighty has blessed you with and the laziness that a lot of us have been cursed with. He said, me and my friends were once speaking in Africa about the call of Ibrahim, how he invited humanity to come and do their Hajj, and we have not yet done our Hajj. So I said to them, it's my intention to go. And four of my friends agreed to come with me. He said, we made our way towards the Red Sea, and from the Red Sea we're going to take a boat to Jeddah. This was the intention, but the journey was a lot longer than what we expected. He said, we were traveling on foot. We did not have anything to ride, only perhaps a handful of times. We were walking in the scorching heat of the desert of Africa, trying to get to the Kaaba. Imagine. He said, we only brought with us food that would last us 1 week. That's all we had. And the journey ended up taking us 2 full years to get there. He said, we would travel from city to city, and we would stay in certain cities because our money had run out, and we would find jobs and we would work just to help us finance the rest of our journey, and then we would continue, and so on and so forth. Sheikh Uthman said, only Allah Almighty knows of the number of nights that we spent fearing death because of starvation and thirst. Only Allah knows the number of nights we spent running away from highway robbers who were all over the desert. Only Allah knows the number of nights we spent running away from wild animals, poisonous insects. It was fear and horror that only Allah Almighty knows of. Sheikh Uthman said, on one particular day I was stung by a scorpion, and I was fevering so badly. I stayed up the whole night, I couldn't sleep. He said, I could smell death flowing through my veins. And so I wasn't able to work. And so my friends during the day, they would go out and they would carry out their work, and they would lean me against a tree beneath the shade. And I would stay there suffering for the whole day until they come back in the evening. And on one particular day, I fell very weak, and Shaitan began to whisper to me. And he said, what brought you here? You didn't need to come. It's not even an obligation upon you. What is it that pushed you out of Africa to go to Mecca? It's not even required of you. What about your family? Don't you miss them? What about your community? Don't you miss them? He said, I almost broke down and I almost buckled. On one particular evening when I was under the tree, a friend of mine came back from work and he looked into my face and he realized the grief that I was experiencing. I turned away from him, trying to suppress my sadness. But he saw tears flowing out from my eyes. So he said to me, get up, do wudu, pray two rak'at. He said, I did that. And Allah Almighty removed all of the sadness from my heart. And He gave me strength to continue the journey. He said, we continued our journey. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, three of his four friends died on the way. The last of the three died in the waves of the Red Sea, trying to get to Al-Masjid Al-Haram. He said, when my third friend died, the depression and sadness and grief that overwhelmed me was beyond description. And I feared I was also going to die before I have the opportunity to see the Kaaba. I was counting the hours, counting the minutes. I need to see the Kaaba. We continued traveling, he said, till we finally arrived at Jeddah. We are now getting closer after almost 2 years of traveling. And there I fell so ill that I thought I was going to die. And I gave my wasiyah, my will to my friends. And I said to them, when I die, please put two shrouds over my body as a pilgrim would wear and bring me as close as you can to Mecca and bury me there. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply my reward and accept me as a pilgrim. We continued our journey, he said. And now we were only a few meters away from Al-Masjid Al-Haram. He said, excitement was mounting in my heart. And the joy was unmissable from my face. And the yearning to see the Kaaba was shaking me. We continued walking till finally we could see the house of Allah. And here, dear brothers and sisters, Sheikh Uthman, who was interviewed, he stopped speaking. And he began to cry and cry and cry. Then when he regained his composure, he wiped his tears off his face. And he said to them, I swear by Allah, I have never experienced any ladha, pleasure in my life that was as great as that moment when I finally saw the house of Allah. He said, when I saw it, I fell on my face in prostration out of fear, haiba, awe of Allah, and I cried like the crying of a baby. Your reward in the eyes of Allah for Hajj will be directly linked to the hardship that you experience.